Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome,
but we're hopeful and justice will end.
Freddie Gray, Sam Du Bois, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Aaron Sterling, Jamal Clark, Jeremy McDowell, William Chapman II, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Tamir Rice, Akia Gurley, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, George Floyd. Good evening and welcome to the podcast, The Attic. Black Perspective, an urban podcast. I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by. The messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG out of Florida. Let's podcast.
Black Lives Matter. Yeah, we matter. People get mad at me because I say no lives matter until black lives matter. I don't mean that in any way, shape, or form to be condescending, but I stand on that statement. Good evening and welcome to the podcast, The Attic, urban-based podcast where we try to share with you current events from a perspective that you may not be used to hearing on media. Tonight, I got my crew with me. How's everybody doing tonight, family?
Hello,
everybody.
Good, my brother. Good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got my family with me. You know, I don't move unless I got my family with me. And tonight, we're going to touch on some issue that's going to affect black communities. And that is all the bullshit that people trying to put on my man Ice Cube behind what I consider to be a power move. Now, everybody on my cast is not 100% in my corner when I say that, and we're going to discuss that tonight. But I'm going to start off by giving my explanation as to what's going on and why I support what Ice Cube did. And I think that a lot of people are giving him a lot of shit when they should be respecting what it is he did. Ice Cube has got a plan. They call it the Platinum Plan. Again, the Platinum Plan is designed by black people for black people. Understand, this is not a multicultural type initiative that Ice is talking about here. The Platinum Plan is a plan that's going to immediately address issues that affect the black community. And you got to understand that that's the base of what his plan is. Now, as per Ice, I'm going to call him Ice like I know him, you know what I'm saying? But as per Ice, he mentioned that to the Democratic platform, and they was on the, hey, listen, we'll get back to you after the election, which is okay. And he mentioned that to the Republican platform. Now, you got to remember something, folks. The Republicans right now understand they're about to get that ass whipped November 3rd. So anything they can do to try to sway black voters or voters that they have lost, they're going to do that right now. It's like fourth down and 25, and the Republicans are always looking to throw that Hail Mary. So they told Ice, yeah, I'm serious. Come, yeah, we'll talk to you. Now, you got to remember something, and I know I'm monopolizing the time right now, but I'm going to give my panel a good chance to rebut. You got to remember something. Ice Cube is from the streets. Yeah, he got millions now. But if you're from the streets, you understand how to deal with a person from the streets. See, that's one of the major downfalls that I think the political system has done with me, with Donald Trump. You try to treat him like a politician, and he knows absolutely nothing about that. So anyway, the Republican said, I'll listen to what it is that you're talking about, and he presented it. And again, nothing got signed, but then because it wasn't out in mainstream media that this conversation was even going on, somebody like to say they leaked it. Well, they ain't shit to leak. I don't think that man was hiding, but he found a Republican Party that would be interested in listening to the Platinum Plan. And you got to remember, the Platinum Plan is a plan, and I'm going to say it as often as I can, designed by black people for black people. So the Republicans said, we'll listen, and he pitched it to them. Now everybody looks at him like he's a Trump supporter. He's a Republican. And all I'm saying is, I don't really care what he is, but I know the brother's down. I know the brother's down, and I'm sure when the ballots are counted, if you go back and trace, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden got one from ICE. That's just me saying that. But regardless of his affiliation, he's trying to do something to help people, man. Help the people of which I belong that has been disenfranchised. Let's do something to try to even this shit out. So that's my take on what Brother Ice Cube did. And now I'm going to hear a counterpoint from somebody. Who want to talk to me?
My brother, I hear what you're saying. And let me just start off first by saying O'Shea Jackson. That's Ice Cube. And I'm going to say O'Shea.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
And we done
got
calling the boy by the government.
Yeah, because I really had it with these, you know, these people, him, Kanye, you know, this Candace chick. Like, I really had
it. You can't put him with Kanye. Doing. Come on. That ain't right. You can't put him with Kanye. Kanye crazy.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, O'Shea. Now, I understand he had this platinum plan that was supposed to be a plan for black Americans. He took this proposal or this plan to the Democrats as well. They, as you said, they pretty much what they told him was right now they're not in power. So they're not in any position to do anything. So that's why they pretty much told him what they did, because they're not the people that are in power. Now, if we get the office, which I hope that we do, then we can talk. So that's why the Democrats told him what they told him. So then he then took it to the Republicans. Now, you have to ask yourself, all right, there's several activists, there's several that have, it might not be titled the Platinum Plan, but there's several activists out here right now that have a plan for black people, that this is what they do. They breathe this. They eat this. They have a plan. They're knowledgeable, more knowledgeable about this. To me, I don't think Ice Cube is really, for lack of a better word, to just say qualified really to sit in that setting to talk and discuss that. That's like me picking up a microphone and now I'm a rapper. That's not my lane. That's not really my lane. And you have to ask yourself, why were they so eager to sit with him, but yet there's a bill that's on McConnell's desk that he won't sign that would help black people?
Because, like
but
I
they
said.
Won't sign. But they won't sign it, okay?
Right,
but, this is okay. A stimulus package that would help black people and brown people and pretty much everybody. I mean, we're in the middle of a pandemic. People
that's
need
right.
help. They need relief. And it's a plan that's been sitting on his desk that they refuse to sign. Okay? So, I mean, I just think a lot of our entertainers, black entertainers, they get caught up because the same thing happened to Steve Harvey. You know, he met with Trump, his administration, and they threw him under the bus too. I just think it was all a political ploy that they did to just try to hinder black people from, or try to sway the black vote, I should say, more toward Trump's side the closer we get to November 3rd.
Let me say this.
To make it look like, see, Ice Cube is down with the Republicans too, or he's down with Trump also. It was just really a ploy to try to pull some votes away from Biden at the end of the day. That's really what it all came down to. They had no intentions of trying to work. I believe, my opinion, they had no intentions of working to do anything with this platinum plan that O'Shea Jackson brought to them.
All right, well, listen, let me say this, okay? Now, again, we talk about others more qualified. Did others more qualified get a chance to introduce what they want? Now, again, I understand that stimulus bill. Again, these are bills that's going to help all Americans. And don't get me wrong, and I'm going to bifurcate between
I just said that as one example. There's other people, there's other black activists that have plans and as far as defunding the police, as far as different things that can be done for the black community, for black people, that the Trump administration nor Trump will not meet with. He will not meet with them.
But you know what, though?
See,
okay.
Because they got the data, they got the facts and everything, and he don't want to meet with them.
So if Trump won't meet with them, but his people meet with Ice Cube, again, maybe those people need to check with Ice Cube to find out what he did to get that audience. I mean,
It was all political. Because he's Ice Cube.
Everything is political. Everything is political. So the fact that he want to play Ice
They only made it look like they wanted to work with him. They don't want to work with him. It was just to throw him under the bus to make him look like, see, he's working with Trump.
That didn't work. That only works because people don't understand what's going on. All people see is Ice Cube's with Trump now. See, because they don't go to find out what's going on. But he went to the Republicans because, again, you gotta understand who we're talking about here. We're talking about 45. And let me tell you something. 45 every day realizes, and hear me out because this might sound very controversial. 45 every day realizes that his ass will not be in the White House in the next election. So let me tell you something. He's so vindictive that he knows America as a whole might not want that platinum plan to go through. He's so vindictive that as his parting gift, he thinks he's screwing America by signing off on that. And let me tell you something. I believe Ice Cube Street Sense was aware of that. And you know what? However I can get this done, I'm going to get it done because it does nothing but benefit black people. Go ahead.
If you sleep with dogs, you come up with fleas.
Thank you.
But if I go, watch this. If I know I'm sleeping with dogs, see, I'm going to throw me a little flea collar on first because I need to get something for my people. And ain't nobody else.
Let me know how that works out for him. Because all you did now was just mess with Ice Cube's credibility now. That's all you really did. Because now you got people.
His credibility is
now you got people. Now you got people looking at him some type of way. Because, see, this is the rapper that always talked about being against white supremacy. This is the rapper that always talked about when he was with NWA, it was always F the police and this, that, and the other. So now I understand people grow and people change, don't get me wrong. But the whole point of what I believe Trump and his administration was trying to do was really to just, for political purposes, to just try to make it seem like you have Ice Cube on your supporting your agenda when that really was not the case. But they didn't care as long as they made it appear that way.
And you know what? And again, sometimes there's a cost involved with a social change. And again, I'm sure that when Ice Cube met with the Republican Party, he might have thought about that. But you know what? The cost outweighs the gain. Because let me tell you something. Right now, with all the publicity that's going on right now, see, 45 is the kind of person to say, yeah, Ice Cube was with me, and because Ice Cube was with me, here, we signed the platinum plan. Now, let me tell you something. If that happens, And if you listen to Ice Cube's words, not just take the report that he's with Trump, he's telling you, man, your vote is what's going to make the difference. And you know what? I've been saying this forever. Of course
well,
I want
well, well,
to.
What interview did you see? Because the interview I saw him do, he was saying he wasn't really sure who he wanted to vote for. That's not the kind of talk you need to be talking right now. Every vote is going to count with this coming up election. Every vote. Every single vote is going to count. And to me, it's either Biden or it's Trump. It's just that simple. And so to me, I feel like the Trump administration, if they can cause any kind of doubt or any or pull any kind of vote away from Biden, then that's in their favor. So for Ice Cube to even be speaking like that, and he knows the platform that he has, so if anybody else starts listening to him to say, you know what, he got a point. You know what, he's right. Maybe I won't be voting for Biden. I won't be voting for either one of them. We can't have that right now. That's not the attitude to have right now.
And we're
it's
not
really
going
not.
To have that. But again, you know what? I know you said people change. People don't change. The way they approach situations change. But we're always going to be who we were or who we are. So again, I still support what he did. And you got to remember, all he did was pitch a plan to him. I don't give a damn how they try to spin that. To me,
it was bad timing. You know he on his way out, hopefully, and that's why the Democrats told you, look, we're not in power right now. We can have this conversation. We can revisit this conversation if and when we take over the White House.
And you know what? They can still revisit that conversation because he had that conversation with Republican Party, again, nothing signed off on. And if the Democrats are sincere about having that conversation, they can still have it. But you got to understand.
The point that I'm saying to you is the Democrats know right now you're focusing on this election. They're laser focused on this election. That's what they want to do. They don't want any distractions. And so that's why they never even made it public that Ice Cube came to them. But the Trump administration did. That was the first thing they did. Leaked it right to the media that Ice Cube came to them and tried to make it the impression like he was working with them. So right there, he was trying to throw him under the bus.
But if you listen to Ice Cube, he'll tell you that's not what happened. Hey, listen, I got to work with who's in power. Okay? Well, once again, the Democrats aren't in power right now. So I got to see by any means necessary who I can get to approve this. Or to listen to this, can it make sense to somebody? And even though
you can't work with it, how are you gonna work with the devil? Nobody can work with this man. He's the devil. You can't work with him.
You know what? Everybody
can
work
with this man.
You just gotta know how.
That's why he's on his way out. Because nobody can work with him.
Because he,
yeah, but lose an argument, my brother.
No, I don't have to lose an argument. You can't work with the devil because you don't know how to work with the devil. America's trying to work with the devil. Wait, hold on.
Do you even want to work with the devil?
First of all, I don't believe no devil, but America want to work with Donald Trump like he's a politician.
A man of his caliber. Do you even want to work with somebody like that?
You have to work with him.
Besides, you can't believe a damn thing he says. One minute he's against it.
Not a word.
Next time you turn around, he's for it.
You know what?
Come on, brother.
Y'all missing the point. All I'm simply saying is.
I think you are
pitching an idea that hopefully is going to bring a little more restitution to Black America.
Why did it?
And I don't care.
If he had to explain what happened to him a year ago.
So he got to bring something else that nobody else was able to bring. And first of all, he's not even thoroughly abreast on what's really going on.
You know what? Well, you know what? You talk about thoroughly abreast. Is Trump thoroughly abreast on being president? Hell no. But he there.
So one person
who's not thoroughly abreast can relate to somebody else who's not thoroughly abreast, and maybe some shit can be worked out. And that still don't make Trump a good person because his ass still got to get out of office. But you know what? I'm banking on the fact that he may sign that just to tell America to kiss his ass as he's leaving. That's the kind of person we have in office.
There is no way he's going to sign anything like that to help black people. Bro, you're dreaming. That's why Jackson played himself. He played himself. He's not going to sign anything. He's not going to do it, bro.
Not
to help any black people.
He's not doing it to help black people. He might, listen, I say might, not going to. He might do it to tell America to kiss his ass because he's not going to be president.
No, he's not going to do that to tell America. He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that to tell America that. Just understand.
Okay.
He's not going to allow O'Shea to throw him under the bus. He still got to deal with these people after he's out of office. So he's not going to be the man that did something like that for black people. Trust me. He's not going to be that one. It would never be him.
See, you're looking at it wrong as far as him doing something for black people. No, that's not what I'm saying. He's going
to
do something that might help black people.
America, you didn't reelect me. I know what you're saying. That would be his way of saying, okay, you didn't reelect me, so now this is what I'm going to do.
Exactly. And you got to play that card with him. Yes. And you have to play that card with his president.
But I'm telling you, he would never do that. Because
maybe
at the end of the day, it's still something that we would benefit from, and he's not going to do it. He's
maybe
not going to do it.
Once again, you know how much shit he does that everybody says he's not going to do? Again,
has he done anything yet for anybody black to benefit from? It's not in him.
It's not in him. But if you mess it with him by not letting him be reelected, and that's sure going to happen, I'm just saying it's worth hedging bets on. That's all I'm saying. And I think that was... I find no harm there.
Nope.
I find it to be a positive thing what he did. People just have to understand. You've got to deal with who got the power.
He could have gone... He went about it wrong.
Listen, do you know how many people don't get a chance to pitch anything to the Republican Party? You know how many people just write shit and send it in and never get a chance to meet and pitch their position to the Republican Party? So what he did, again, he understood that this ain't no politician we talking with. This another guy. So I'm going to come at him like another person. I don't know. We can disagree on this, baby sis, but I think that was positive, and I think people got to understand that there's no sellout at all in this move. None at all.
Well, maybe you're not understanding me. I'm not saying he sold out. I said he went about this wrong. He didn't go about it in the right manner. So I'm not saying he sold out.
Okay,
I said he's going about it. He went about it wrong.
Okay.
Okay, and to me, that's not his lane. That's like somebody else. That's just like somebody else picking up a mic saying they're going to be a rapper now. That's not their lane. So that's a lane. That's something he tried to do. Stay in your lane. Everybody has their lane. That wasn't his lane.
No.
I understand he tried to do something. He tried to do something that he felt was for. He felt that it was a positive move, but he didn't go about it in the right manner. I'm not saying he was a sellout.
Okay.
I said he didn't go about it in the right manner.
As black athletes, black entertainers, as black people who have money and have a voice, and the voice in this case is so much more important than the money. We have no lanes. We are multifunctional. No, we have no lanes.
When I say lane, know what you're doing. When you're sitting down at the table, especially to be discussing politics and to be discussing laws and things like that you want to change, you need to be knowledgeable and know what you're talking about. And at least have somebody else in that room with you. And to have somebody else in that room with you. So you're going to sit down in the room with them and you ain't have nobody else in there with you? What was the
reason need it.
Somebody else in that room with him? There's a whole lot of other black activists that have a plan and have ideas as well. He could have brought somebody else in that room with him. I'm going to tell you why.
I don't need anybody with him. You know why? Because the plan that was written, trust me, he didn't just pick that plan up and walk in there. He knows the plan. He don't need any. And you got to remember, we're just pitching.
A lot of the stuff that's in that plan he had is sitting right now on McConnell's desk. It's sitting on McConnell's desk. So he doesn't know.
Okay, listen. We're gonna agree to disagree, but I tell you this, mad respect, Ice Cube, and what other people should do instead of hating on that. And not you, baby sis, but I see a lot of people in the media. You ought to ask him what he did to get that audience and then duplicate that, and you do that shit, and maybe you can get an audience with the Republican Party also. Hey, but listen, yeah. I'm going to get up. Wait a minute. I'm going to transition off my brother Ice for 1 minute as we let the last 5 minutes of the show, because it wouldn't be right if we didn't talk about 45. I got to say this. I wonder, is his plan to infect the nation? How do you just continue to ignore shit? And you right now, all his rallies, if you look, he's having rallies in states that he already in places that in states and cities that he already going to get the vote from. His rally, I don't think, me personally, I think he understands you're not coming back next year. So let me just go out with the hoorah and let my people know that, I say, to stand down and stand by. That's all I think he's doing. And the fact that he just had that virus and people flock around him is just absolutely crazy. That's crazy, folks. Today he said Dr. Fauci was an idiot. Now, this is the man. Come on now. You got to know this is one of the top leading voices on the COVID. He called him an idiot because Fauci don't agree with that nonsense that he's putting out. What do you think the message is President Trump is trying to send as he gets ready to leave office?
I don't give a damn. I'll do what I'm going to do because I can do it.
And you did you see on the report where he said if he loses, he made some comment about this clown Joe Biden or whatever, but he hinted if he loses, he's going to leave the country. Now, who the hell talks like that because you don't get reelected?
Yeah, he's going to leave the country to keep
take
him
his ass
in jail.
Right. He's going to take his ass. He going to take his ass right over to Russia, build that Trump casino, and as long as he do the right thing, I guess Russia going to let him have a little status, man. But that's just crazy. If I don't win, even if it was in jest, if I don't win, I'm leaving the country. Come on, folks. Again, it's not too late.
So let's all hold a goodbye party.
Yes, we do. We need to have a goodbye party and just let them be. And what we need to do is understand that we have to be very vigilant to what's going on while he's in that lame duck status. Because I'm telling you, he ain't just leaving. Wait a minute now. He going to leave. That's not an issue. So we're not going to have that conversation. Oh, he's going to get out. But he's going to try to put a lot of shit real sideways before he leaves. All the shit that he owes Russia, China, before he leaves, he's going to do his best to make sure they're taken care of. Because somebody got to host his ass for the rest of his life. Because I'm pretty sure he knows he can't stay in America without going to jail at some point, man.
Mm-hmm.
So you think it's smart him doing all these rallies with no mask?
He don't give a damn. You heard the word. What is it? Herd pandemic. He believes.
Yeah.
He belongs to that school that says if the whole damn country got it, nobody will notice, and we're all suffering.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. And again,
he doesn't care.
Yeah.
You're right. He knows he's going to lose. He doesn't care.
Hey, listen, as we get ready to bring this half hour to a close, I want to say, again, we have similar but slightly different point of views on the actions taken by Ice Cube. Baby Sims broke his government name out. Damn. But we have different opinions on that. But again, I see what's going on, and I understand Ice Cube is dealing with him at some different levels. Because again, you cannot deal with that man like a politician, because a politician he's not. So you have to find another way to get his attention. And if to get his attention means I can get you to sign off on a deal that's going to bring a little additional recovery to the black community, and I'm all for it.
He ain't going to sign off. Because
okay.
come come November the 4th, Ice Cube couldn't get in the city of D.C., much less say the White House. I don't need you no more.
Okay, but listen, here we go. As we bring the podcast to a close, I want to say good night and thanks for joining The Attic. Let's say good night, Cass.
Peace out.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Cass.